I followed Captain Risk into the obsidian labyrinth. I reached its center. There were two sets of doors and a goblin named D'Souza. It turns out that there are infinite troikas and that nothing matters. But there's also a way out, back to the rest of the world. And the password to get there is hidden in heart.
And welcome back to Midtown Mythos Presents The Heart of Troika. The Fate of Heart of Troika.
The Fate of the Fast of the Furious of Troika.
The Heart of Troika of Fate of... I don't know.
Of 90 Day Fiancé.
There you go. Oh.
Just throw all those titles of things in there.
Apparently there's a podcast out there called 420 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, yeah. It's got Miles Gray and is it Sophia Alexander or Jamie Loftus? One of the people who's frequently on Behind the Bastards.
Yeah, one of the bastards.
Well, both of them are frequently on Behind the Bastards.
Yeah.
I haven't listened because I don't watch the show, but I'm sure it's good because I like the host.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you that this is just going to be the weird cold open where we talk about other podcasts?
That's the traditional way to open a podcast, right?
Yeah.
By talking about things not related to the podcast.
Such is the way of all podcasts. Did I ever tell you about the podcast, I Want to Stop Talking About Fight Club?
Yes, because he would like only watch that movie or something.
He watched it for 72 hours straight.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, and he started to genuinely lose his mind, and he insisted towards the beginning of the run that his opinion on a specific question, the themes and meaning of Fight Club, would not change.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept insisting that they weren't changing, but by the end he had a completely different fucking interpretation of the movie and was swearing that was his original interpretation. It's like, no, I think if you listen back, you definitely changed your mind on some shit.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so you were standing just outside of the Obsidian Labyrinth,
mm-hmm.
and you were standing sort of right at the precipice. You were staring down into Heart.
Yeah.
And in the distance is a fourth Troika.
Yeah. I think I had gone to the Troika because I remember I went to find somebody I knew to see if... Because I seem to remember Captain Risk not being captain anymore here.
I don't remember you going Troika, but we can pretend. That
okay.
Sounds good.
But yeah, I confirmed it wasn't the one I just left and went into the labyrinth from.
Yeah.
But anyway, yep, I want to go to Heart.
All right.
Nihilist Bronwyn, here we go.
Woo! Nihilism. Nihilism. Actually, it's terrible. Anyway. Fuck nihilism. And my dice. I got some new dice. They're pretty and clicky. Anyway, okay. I got some new medication. It should help, but it's not. Also, I feel like fucking with my pop filter. Don't mind me. Okay. Ooh, my stand is wobbly today.
Is it sitting on something?
No. It is itself fucking wobbly.
Here, let me look at it.
I think it's this part on the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet the audience is just loving this.
Yeah, well, I can cut this.
No, leave this in. It's great.
Here.
No.
If you're not going to fix it, I will.
Is it like this? Is this what I do? Yes, this feels like what I do. That's fucking terrible, though, because now I can...
Hmm.
It's a dancing mic stand. Doop, 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 doop. Anyway, no, it's fine. Shut up. Do the thing. So you're going down into the Heart.
Yep, I'm headed to Heart.
Yes. You got your unburning green torch still shoved into your satchel.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a ghost.
Ghost.
You've got a ghost sword, which is...
Ghost sword.
Ghost sword.
Gorst. His name is Gorst.
Gorst the Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you got a sword that does +2 for mm-hmm. any attacky type roll. You've got 36 Sylv. You got your Sylv Deputy Badge. You have a seed.
I have 28 chunks of Kruer.
28 chunks of Kruer. A stolen bird whistle and a book of ... poems? Question mark?
Also stolen.
Also stolen.
And my wristwatch.
And your wristwatch. But I don't have that in your inventory. That's under details.
Ah.
Such as the fact that your left eye is pink and always open. And your right eye is brown.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Most people have at least one brown eye.
But you have two, and I have three.
Hey!
Oh, that was disgusting. Let's never tell that joke again. Okay, so. Yeah, I found out today, by the way, Nathan fucking hates when I say so. That's like one of his least favorite things in all the world.
That's
like,
hilarious.
Sorry, little buddy. Okay. So. Anyway. You are heading down into Heart. And as usual, you are are passing, and there's the torches on the walls, and they're this really bright red color, and for some reason I've got an itch in my throat right at this exact moment.
How poorly timed.
So goes the universe.
Steven Universe.
There are torches burning on either side. They're this dusky red color, and there's that crack in the stone that's just barely wide enough for you to slip through.
Okay, I slip through.
Kinky. And you are plunging down, down, down into the darkness, and you fall into water.
Well, now, it's a good thing I don't have a cell phone.
Yes. Yep. The water is very salty.
Mm. Do I see any land?
It's very, very dark, and also it's raining.
Okay. I guess I want to use a chunk of Kroer to make myself fly.
Okay.
At least up out of the water and then fly to land or something. I don't know. I can't imagine I can control the weather with Kroer. That seems a bit...
You could try pretty much anything you want with Kroer. That's the kind of the awesome thing about Kroer and why I set up this thing the way that I did.
Okay. Well, can I make... I'll make light then. And first, before I fly.
I mean, you've got your unburning green torch you can bust out, but...
I was hoping for more light than a torch can provide.
Okay. So you burned one Kroer for flight. You are burning a second Kroer for light. You crush it and kind of throw the fluid into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the raindrops start to illuminate. They're like teeny tiny little beads of light falling continuously.
That sounds dope as fuck.
It is. It's very fucking pretty. You are like... Bronwyn is on the verge of tears watching this beauty unfurl around her.
Do they stay bright as they sink into the water, or do they go dark when they hit the water?
As they hit the water, they kind of dilute.
Uh-huh.
You're sure if it rains enough, the water itself will start to glow, uh-huh. But right now, they're just sort of, they hit the water, and the light just sort of fades across, and it's very, very pretty down there, too.
Cool.
Yes.
Anyway, so do I see any land?
You do. You see this little island that has what looks like a very small house.
Okay, I want to head there.
Okay. You manage to just barely make it to the land and kind of crash on it, mm-hmm. barely catching yourself on your feet. And you make your way over to this teeny tiny little shack. The entire thing is slanted severely.
Okay.
And the door is barely left on the hinges.
Is it pink?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No, it's... rotting wood.
Mm. All right.
And the lit rain is kind of sloshing off of the sides of the roof.
Okay. I knock on the door.
And the door opens itself inward.
Oh. I poke my head inside.
You poke your head inside, and you notice that it's a nice little stone floor, and there's a fire that wasn't there a second ago, and it's just crackling warmly. And... there's a staircase down and a staircase up.
Okay. So I'm gonna head inside. I'm gonna use the fire to, you know, dry my clothes a little bit before I continue on.
Sounds good.
I'm sure I'm cold and wet.
Oh yeah,
which nobody likes to be.
No. It was extremely unpleasant. It's a lot less unpleasant now. So while you are staying there drying off, or actually there's a little, I mean it's old and beat up, but there's an armchair here as well that you can sit in. What do you want to do while you are in this room and drying off? Because it's going to take probably a good 20 minutes to actually get comfortably dry.
I'm just going to chill.
All right. So about 20, 25 minutes of just chilling and drying later. And there's, like I said, staircase going up, staircase going down.
Mm. Are the stairs otherwise identical?
Pretty much, yeah. They are both made of a combination of stone and wood. You've actually been in this room before, just in a completely different context. I don't know if you even remember that.
I was kind of wondering if it was a room I'd been in before.
Yeah, you recognize it.
Okay.
In fact, do you know where you recognize it?
Was this where I first met Mr. Kimble, the fish?
Dreer Kimble, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. You have not met his son yet.
So. Well, considering what I've heard, not good things. Not anything specific, just nobody seems to like him. I'm fine that I haven't met his son.
He did something that pretty much pissed off the entirety of Fort Escalera. So, Yep, up or down.
Which feels correct?
You seem to remember that Juir said up is down.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, so I'm going to go up.
Okay. You head upstairs, and there are a absolute shitload of doors here, and let's see here. You remember that Dreer said that the correct door is green. There's okay. Five different green doors.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's because it's the exact same puzzle as, I think, the first episode.
Okay.
I'm literally just sending you back to Fort Escalera to start with. Best place to start, I figure.
Okay, do I remember what door I took that eventually took me there?
You remember that it was a green door.
Okay, well, that's not particularly helpful. Which is the greenest of the greens?
No, there's one that's very green.
Okay. I'm going to go with the very green door.
Okay, go ahead and roll those four dice for me, please.
Only four of them?
Only four of them.
Okay, including the pink one?
Nope. Literally just the four black ones.
Okay.
That's why I didn't say five.
Plus three.
Nice. Good news. You choose the correct door first try.
Okay.
You go inside of the bar, and Maggie's like, oh, hello, hello. Oh, go- no, close the door, close the door, close the door.
Okay, I do that.
And right as you do, there's, like, snarling sounds and someone thrashing and pounding on the other side and a lot of noises. And they all start to simmer down a minute later.
All right.
And she waves at you and goes, how have you been, darling?
Oh, you know, it's been terrible. Thank you for asking.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did you ever find your name?
Yes, I'm Bronwyn. Nice to meet you.
It's good to meet you. My name is Maggie. Don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember you.
Okay. It's been a hot minute. I know that. So yeah. I figured I would check.
So what's new down here?
We managed to get another shipment of medicine. We got some food growing, so that's good. We've managed to get a crop growing. There was an attack of these terrible creatures with these pickaxes. We don't know where they came from, but...
Oh, I encountered some of those myself in a mine.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to encounter down here, but we managed to fend them off, so all's well.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question. You remember Kimball. He paid me for my assistance with this bottle of very smelly liquor. Could you tell me about it? Is this something you guys enjoy down here?
Oh, goodness, no. Now, Drew Kimball, generally speaking, isn't really welcome much. We tolerate him at best. His son was a failure of the highest caliber. So we tolerate Dreer, and he brews his own foul filth in his cabin.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've mostly just been using it to light fires, because it's not very good.
Honestly, the best option.
So, let me ask you a question. You know the labyrinth that's outside of Troika?
Yeah, I dimly remember that, yeah.
So, I hear that there's some sort of password you need to get through it.
I would not know anything about that. I never went in.
Do you know who I might ask about that?
Goodness. Password. And then another man at one of the tables speaks up and says, you're going to want to talk to Vikram.
Vikram. And I start to head over to that man's table. Who's he and where can I find him?
The Saint of Keys. And he is... There's a shop deep down. It's going to take a while for you to get there. It's called Schlosser.
That's the shop or that's the town?
That's the shop. The shop is not in a town because Vikram is not human.
What is he?
Part of the heart.
Any advice on how best to find my way there?
Well, it seems like you're already someone looking for answers, so... Schlosser should find you.
All right. I say cheers, and I buy myself a drink, and I'm going to buy a drink for this guy, too.
Fair enough. And somewhere in here, I'm pretty sure I've got notes on how much. Well, I'm not seeing anything, so I'm going to go ahead and say that it is 2 silv a pint, just because it's going to be more expensive down here than it is in Troika.
Heads up.
Hmm?
I said that adds up.
I thought you said heads up, and I was like, oh. What? Why?
Yep, I'm going to throw stuff at you.
I mean, that tracks. So you are at 32 silv.
Yep.
And, yeah, you are enjoying a nice pint of ale. I mean, it's not the best ale you've had. It's certainly not what the bartender or the tavern keep, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking booze man upstairs. It's not like what he has, but it's not too shabby. It's definitely better than the stank liquor. So.
Anything is better than the stank liquor.
Anything is better than the stank liquor.
That's the t-shirt for the season. Anything is better than stank liquor.
Oh, the t-shirt for the season is
Dig Deep. So, or that too.
Yeah. I'm very, very proud of the Dig Deep shirt. If you guys haven't looked on TeePublic, over on TeePublic, I have a shop now, and the shop has 3 shirts. There is a Midtown Mythos logo shirt, a Anyway So shirt that I actually personally own one now, and it's very, very soft.
It is very good.
And then there is a Dig Deep shirt in beautiful yellow. There's other colors available. Check them out. Go get you a shirt. Treat yourself. Anyway.
So.
Don't do that. Nathan hates that.
Oh, Nathan can deal.
Yeah, fuck you, Nathan. You didn't like Sandman. that's mean. That's mean. He's good. He's a good human. When he chooses to be.
Yeah.
Avoiding the word. what would you like to do? You drain off the last of your pint. You feel pretty good.
All right. Is there stairs leading up from this room?
No, there is just the doorway out of the tavern besides the one that you came in. There's the door you came in and the door you go out.
All right, I will take the door out.
You are in Fort Escalera proper.
Mm-hmm.
There is, of course, the alchemist. There is a clinic. There's a shop. There's a small farm. And then there's the massive gates that lead out of Fort Escalera.
All right, I want to check out the shop.
Okay. The shop doesn't really have much going on. There's some basic cheap leather armor that's been stitched together that you find. It's basically just like a vest, a coat, some decent boots.
I want to try to offer up the poetry book and the stolen bird whistle for sale to this shop. See if they want to buy them.
Okay. So they really don't know what to make of the book of poems. They're willing to give you 5 silver for that.
Mm-hmm.
The bird whistle, they're willing to give a little bit more. They're willing to do 12 for that.
Okay, I will sell both of those.
Okay, so that was 17.
I'm at 49. Okay, yeah, probably not going to buy anything then if they don't have any anything interesting for sale.
I mean, what are you looking for?
I don't know.
How can I give you something fucking interesting for sale if
you said all they had was some shitty armor?
I didn't say shitty armor. I just said leather armor.
Oh, okay.
You were looking for leather armor towards the other fucking half of the season.
That was a while ago. That was so long ago.
You were creaming your fucking pants for a leather coat.
Okay, that is not accurate.
You had me do the fucking maths to figure out how much I would charge your ass in either fucking city.
Yeah, but that was a while
ago. Fuck you. Fuck you in your fucking face.
I'm sorry that you haven't moved on from that.
I will never move on from that. I'm going to fucking shame you for a leather coat in season 5. Fuck you.
Tell me how you really feel.
Like crying. Drew Kimball comes in and stabs you in the dick.
Game over.
I thought I would come back to life. No. We're done here.
Oh, my face hurts from laughing.
Oh, there's a Bo Burnham quote kind of like that.
What's that?
Oh, God, how does it go? I don't want anyone to leave here saying, oh, my face hurts from smiling, my sides hurt from laughing, so here's something more serious for you, or something like that.
That sounds like him.
Yeah. I think it was second comedy special. What was the name of it? It was fucking priceless. Just solid gold. I loved that comedy special so much that I bought his book of poetry just in fucking response.
Wow.
Yeah. Just, chef kiss.
I loved Inside so much I got a tattoo.
Yeah. Also true. Yours is better. Fuck you.
Yeah, I did one-up you a bit on that.
Fucking top stepper.
Anyway, so.
Fucking permanently marking your flesh with his fucking words. Fancy bitch. I have money to throw away on tattoos. You're a fucking poverty level bitch.
No, you're not.
You're right. I'm a fucking homeowner. Fuck you.
I know. You're a homeowner.
I'm a
home. I said home over is what I said.
You have a come over, you hoe.
No, I was going to say you're a homeowner preparing for his wedding. So yeah, that's why you're broke. Anyway, so.
I don't know. I say that.
We both say it now.
How fucking dare you?
We should,
Just make an episode that's just us saying anyway so to each other for an hour and send that to Nathan.
Well, I was gonna say you should just go through all of our episodes that we've released and just, make a compilation of all the anyway so and then just send it to Nathan.
That sounds like work.
Yeah. Which I'll is pass. Why I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm just playing with dice, don't mind me. Anyway, okay. Can we play the fucking game?
Yeah, that's why I keep saying anyway so, and then you go off on a tangent.
You're fucking around the shop. What do you want to do?
What do I have already for armor?
Nothing.
I have the leather coat.
Oh, you've got a leather long coat. You've got some black boots. You've got a cloth vest. You've got your breasts. Those are made of fat deposits and could technically stop a blade from entering your heart.
Sir?
Yes.
This is a Wendy's.
I'm calling it as I see it. You've got extra deposits on your chest to help stop a knife or feed a baby. But mainly in this case, stop a knife.
What, can they stop a baby with a knife?
About the only kind of knife they can stop is a knife held by a baby.
What if the baby has a knife and is hungry?
Well, he feeds on one breast and stabs the other.
What is wrong with us today?
And this is how I'm gonna end up canceled. This is the death knell of the show, is me talking about a lady having a baby suck on one didn't
stab. The death knell of the show. Oh, he's got it up and left.
I'm going to sit over here and question my life choices.
Okay, he's currently sitting on the couch questioning his life choices.
And looking at dice.
Did you want to buy anything in the shop or not?
How much would the vest cost?
I don't remember.
Do you want to buy anything? Hey, how much does this cost? I don't know.
20 silv.
That's not worth that much to me.
Yeah, fuck off. The shopkeeper throws you out on your ass.
Because I've been in here just singing and talking about boobs and babies.
What? I'm picturing it now. You go up to the shopkeeper. What if there's a baby that has a knife? And the shopkeeper's like, what? Well, then it would feed on one tit and stab the other. And that's about what he starts to just gently guide you to the door and shove your ass in. Wait. How much is a vest? 20 silv. Oh, I don't want it that much. Fuck you. Slams door. Drew Kimball runs out of his house and just stabs you to death.
The end.
Oh.
All right, so I head through the doors out of whatever this place is called.
Fort Escalera.
Yeah, that one. Fort Stairs.
It's not Fort Escalator, bitch.
Yeah, that's why I said Fort Stairs, not Fort Moving Stairs. He definitely looks like he's questioning his life choices right now.
I'm just so sweaty.
So we're going to drive each other nuts on that car ride.
I took 2 showers today. I'm still sweaty.
Mm. You took too many showers. You needed 1.5.
I'm going to punch you in the boob.
Stop talking about my boobs.
I didn't talk about your boobs. I talked about Bronwyn's boobs getting stabbed by a baby.
Those are my vicarious boobs.
I'm going to make a shirt that says, "These are my vicarious boobs." Excuse me, I must work on that now. You think I'm joking? I'm opening Canva.
Can't wait for after the recording.
I could have, but then you gave me a great idea.
He's crying.
There, I made a note. I'll go ahead and finish it later. That's gonna be a shirt. It's gonna be a shirt that no one buys except me.
Are you gonna wear it or are you gonna gift it to me and then I'm never gonna wear it?
I'm gonna make Elle wear it.
Oh, my face hurts.
From laughing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your face hurts from smiling. Your sides hurt, yeah, from laughing. We're never gonna play this. No. I'm sorry, everybody. We have failed you. Season over. Bronwyn falls into the heart. It eats her.
I'm massaging my face so that it doesn't hurt so much.
Hey, I rolled a +2.
Alright, anyway, what happens after I leave Fort Escalera?
I fall asleep.
You wear yourself out.
I did. Okay, you find a dusty road that seems to lead a long ways down into what looks like a valley. And the guards look out of Escalera at the path leading into the valley, and they're like, "Woof, what are you feeling?" I mean, you're obviously feeling joy.
Yeah, and I say, well, looks like I feel like there's a long road ahead of me.
And they nod and they say, "Good luck."
All right, and I start heading down the road.
Okay. You're walking for the better part of 1.5 hours. Let me double check something here. And go ahead and give me a traverse roll.
So that's a +2.
And might be a extra +1.
Nope. So that's a total of 3.
Okay. You spot this small, weird little town. I mean, any town in Heart is weird.
Mm-hmm.
But you spot this little place, and the biggest thing that you notice is that they've got this massive ball in the middle of town that it looks like they've built out of sticks of wood and pieces of brick. All the rest of the town is, like, falling apart. It's a shambles. But these folks, they seem really, really fucking proud of their stick and brick sculpture.
Is it painted gold or yellow?
No. But you do hear something moving inside.
Do I see any folks?
Sure. You see people coming and going all over the little place.
Okay. So I approach one of them and I say, "What's this?"
"Oh, it's our Lord Rondur."
Have I heard Rondur before? That sounds familiar.
Yeah, the church back in...
The Church of Rondur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those above are worshipping the false Rondur.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is the true Rondur.
Ah, what is...
So, we must protect our lord.
Who would do him harm?
We must not find out.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever set eyes upon him?
Yes.
What does he look like?
Come, let me show you.
Oh, boy.
And he leads you through this little tiny, like, thatch door, right?
Uh-huh.
And, well, how do I describe it? Or maybe AI would do a better job of job of drawing it. Let's find out. Pulling up Wonder on my Android phone. This is not an advertisement.
Oh. I mean, it is. It's just unpaid advertising.
I'm sorry. Let me put up my second loading screen here.
Okay. A heart's a heart. Nope. A heart's a...
Heavy?
Heavy burden. That looks like a K. Heavy traditionally doesn't have a K in it.
It's a V and a Y, you blind fuck.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of that, and I'm going to see what Nathan thinks.
I don't care.
A heart's a heavy burden. Ah, Sophia Howell's Moving Castle. I love that movie.
You know what? Not what I was picturing, but good enough.
The AI? Oh.
Yeah. Words that I used to seed the image were boiling pustule.
Gross.
Yeah. It's just this massive boiling pustule, but it's not blue. It's made of, like, crystalline red rock. Wink, wink. So, what is that?
That would be, I know this. Hold on. Can I phone a friend?
Sure.
Okay.
Ring, ring, ring. Yes?
Hey, Null, it's Bran here. I'm on this weird game show underground. so there's this red crystalline structure. It's pulsing. It's kind of weird. The name is on the tip of my tongue. Could you remind me?
Oh, that sounds like a chunk of Kruer, a giant chunk of Kruer.
Oh, yeah, Kruer, that's it.
All right, well, I will talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Okay, what do I win?
You win a gob of pus splattering you in the face from the giant pustule made of Kruer.
Is the pus red?
No, it's white. It is pus.
Gross.
It's literal pus.
Okay, so there's something wrong with this Kruer.
There's something wrong with the fact it's a giant pustule that happens to be made of Kruer.
That too.
Yes.
Okay, well, I wiped the pus off my face.
Cool.
Just an unpleasant sentence. This episode sure took a turn.
Yeah. Tuesday at Noel's house. Hey, honey, can you wipe this pus off my face?
And she's marrying you, why?
So anyway, you wipe the pus off of your face.
Anyway, so.
You wipe the pus off of your face.
Yep.
And you're realizing to your horror that these people are utterly fucking insane.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they're down here.
Yeah.
And it makes you super uncomfortable.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and leave.
Okay. And as you're leaving, the weird Rondur zealot asks, wait, where are you going?
Oh, sorry, I was just passing through. I'm on my way.
Where are you headed to?
I don't know yet.
Oh. Because I was going to say, we've got a very smart navigator who might be able to point you in the right direction.
Oh, does he? Do you? Okay, well, I'll chat with that navigator.
Sure, right this way. And the weird little lunatic leads you to this hut where this man with two glass eyes that both have cracks down the middle. He is drawing with a pen made of a stick dipped in, you're not sure what, but it smells disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the consistency of oil, but it doesn't quite look right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's drawing some kind of map and just laughing hysterically as he does it.
Hey there, friend.
Why, hello. What can I do for you?
I'm looking to find my way to Schlosser?
Schlosser. Well, if you're looking for Schlosser, I can tell you the way.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Were you gonna do so then?
Ah, what you got in for me?
Is there anything in particular you want?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, whatever you got on you.
I offer up the stink liquor.
And with his foot, he grabs the stank liquor away from you. He rips the cork out with his hand, and he sniffs it, and goes, and chugs the entire fucking thing. And then he grabs your face, pulls you in close, and whispers directly into your eyes. And all you can smell is that fucking stank liquor on his breath.
Gross.
And your stomach's just churning. But as he's whispering this absolute nonsense to your eyes begin to burn. And at first you think it's the alcohol, but then you can see, from his perspective, running on all fours down this road, these mangled, insane fucking limbs tearing ass down this road. And running, running, running. All the way to his little shop with a sign in the window that's glowing. And it says, open. And there's this all-glass door. And the sides look like they've been torn away from somewhere else. And the door opens. And then you snap back to. And you're lying on the floor screaming in this little hut. And the old man is just laughing hysterically and continuing to draw his map.
All right, well, I stop screaming. I get up and I say thank you, and then I quickly leave the town.
Well, the good news is the D2 agrees with you that you do in fact stop screaming. So the laughter might be beginning, but the screaming is at least stopped. And go ahead and give me an occult roll. All
right, so that's going to be a +3.
Mm-hmm. And if you miss this, I will mention, don't tell me the result yet.
Okay.
If you don't reach the target, it's going to be stress against you.
So I got a 4.
All right, you actually made it.
Yay, I like it when I make it.
Yeah. And it's like, clap, clap.
Fair enough.
All right. So you frantically try and just hoof it out of this weird, fucked up little community. Let me double check the name of that so you can avoid it in the future. And you see a sign as you're leaving, and it says, thank you for visiting last stop.
Hmm.
Yeah. Where would you like to go from here? You've gotten out of the town.
I'm just continuing down the road.
Okay. So as you are continuing down the road, you encounter a set of stairs that they look like a spiral staircase that leads straight up.
Uh-huh.
The road doesn't lead anywhere else past this.
Okay.
It's like, it's just fields past this point.
Okay, I'll take the stairs up, because what's up is down.
Fair enough. So you start taking these stairs up, and you find yourself at this weird metal hatch. And it's got this thing, it looks like a circle, but it's got these, like, it's some kind of wheel at the bottom of this hatch.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the ceiling.
Okay. All right, lefty loosey, turn the wheel.
All right, you start to turn the wheel, and you hear this hissing sound, and you push on it, because it seems to be some kind of door,
mm-hmm.
And water starts to slosh down and out.
Wait, so I push it up, and water starts coming out?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense with physics, but okay.
Water is coming down out of the ceiling.
Right, but if there is, like, a lot of water on top of it, it would be difficult for me to push it up.
You'll see when you get up there.
Okay. So is it a lot of water coming out?
Yeah, but it seems to... you can push, and there's air up there. It's not like you're pushing against a fucking ocean.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, I think you were picturing the wrong amount of water.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, so I push it up, and I climb up through the hole.
Okay. And you find yourself inside of this weird dungeon. You're pretty sure you've been here before.
Where I got chased by the other me?
You think so, yeah.
Okay. So am I at the end of a hallway, or is there more than one direction to go from here?
There is two different directions to go. You could either go that-a-way or that-a-way.
Right or left?
Yeah, and either direction it kind of curves.
Okay, does one look like it might be up and one looks like it might be down? Or is it all flat?
It's all pretty flat.
Okay, I'll go to the left.
Okay. You go to the left, and as you're going along, you find the hatch.
The same one I just came through?
You're not sure.
Did I close the other one?
Yes.
Okay, is this one open or closed?
It's closed.
Okay, I want to open it.
Okay, you open it, and you are staring down into what looks to be some kind of bedroom.
Oh. Okay. I'm gonna close it and go to the right.
Okay. You continue around to the right, and you eventually find a hatch.
Okay. I open the hatch, and I look down.
Okay. You open the hatch, you look down, and you see... It's almost like you're staring down from somewhere directly onto Troika.
Hmm.
Yeah. You're not sure where you could possibly be to be seeing from that perspective, but... Yeah, it's like you
just... In the heart?
You're not sure, but you just opened a door in the sky.
I would like to stick my head through and see what the hatch is connected to.
Okay. It looks like it's connected to the orb.
Yeah, which was what I was referring to when I said it's connected to the heart.
This is not the heart, though.
Yeah, but I got confused.
Gotcha. You were thinking of the orb?
Yes.
But you called it the heart.
Right.
You were silly pants.
Yes.
So... Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
I was
going to
have
lucky.
You fall.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I'm going to go back to the one that opens to the bedroom.
Okay. You run back towards the left. You get back to that hatch. You open it. And now you are looking into Fort Escalera.
Oh.
And it's going horizontally, even though you're looking down.
Hmm. I'm going to close it and open it again.
Okay. You close it, you open it, and now there's nothing. It's just stone floor.
Oh. Okay. Close it again, open it again.
Stone floor.
Close it again, open it again.
Stone floor.
And go back to the other one.
Okay. Stone floor.
Oh, motherfucker. Is there a way out?
Keep going.
Okay, I keep going then.
Okay. You find another hatch.
Okay, open it.
There's a lot of water down there.
Hmm.
There's a lot of water up here, too. It's all, the floor is, like, partially flooded with about 2 inches of water.
But... Okay. I'm going to keep going, find another hatch.
Okay.
Or something else, perhaps.
Okay. You keep going. You open another hatch, and you see a man in another room, but it looks almost like the mayor's bedroom. And you see a man crying on the floor in the corner.
And I call out to them, "Excuse me, sir."
And he looks up and he freaks out and presses himself against the wall and says, "Who the fuck are you? How did you get in here?
Are you Gordo?
How do you know my name?"
We met once before. I'm sure you don't remember me.
No, I most certainly do not.
Sorry to intrude. Have a good night. And I close it up again.
Okay.
And I guess I keep going.
Okay. And you find another hatch.
Okay, open it.
Okay. And there is a lot of fluid, but it does not look like water.
Gross. I'll close that one and move on to something else.
Okay. And you don't find any more hatches, and you keep running and running and running, and you're not sure if you're going in circles or what's going on, but it just keeps gently curving, and you just keep running. And you finally reach a dead end.
Okay, I guess I'll go back.
Okay. You begin going back, and you find another dead end.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I guess I'll go back.
Okay. And you find the dead end a lot faster this time.
Oh, no. It's closing in on me.
Uh-oh. What's your current emotional state?
Slight panic.
Okay. Well, so what would you like to do?
I want to use a chunk of Kruger, and I want to try to put a hole through the wall.
Okay. You try and put a hole through the wall, and you find... more passageway, but you also find yourself holding another chunk of Kruger. And what would you like to say?
Did you get a dead end too?
And she asks at the exact same time, "Did you get a dead end too?"
Mm.
And she sort of narrows her eyes at you and is like, "What?
Do I also say what?"
Yes.
Okay. And I say, "So it looks like this wasn't successful."
And she says the exact same thing back to you.
And I nod.
And she nods.
And, so do I use up that whole chunk of Kruger?
I'm going to say you only used half of it.
Okay. I'll have to mark that later because my pencil's on the floor and I'm lazy. Oh, are you going to get me my pencil? How kind of you. Oh, he was going to murder me with my pencil. He threatened me with a knife earlier too. It was very frightening.
I did not.
Sure felt like a
That's knife because threat. You're a coward.
Yeah, fuck you. Erase the liquor.
I didn't even still have it on your inventory.
All right. Okay. I want to try to climb through the hole into the other passageway.
Okay. And what are you saying as you do this?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, okay. She is doing the exact same thing, and you both kind of bump into each other, and you both feel compelled at the same time to say, "Oh, excuse me. Oh. And the both of them, you just kind of squeeze past each other.
I think I hear your fiancé getting home.
You are now on the other side of that passageway.
All right. Is it still... Can I... I want to go to the left.
Oh, the way that you were headed?
Now that I'm in the other passageway, I want to go to the left, to my left.
Okay. So you continue heading that direction, and you find that it all kind of opens up, almost like a giant stone anus. Mm. And you are sitting in some kind of valley. You've never seen this before.
Cool. Travel through the valley.
Okay.
And I walk through the valley of death. I will fear no evil.
The valley of the shadow of death. Okay. And incidentally, it is very fucking shadowy through here.
Ah.
Shadowy enough that you bust out your unburning green torch to see.
I will in fact do that.
Yeah. And eventually you do spot at the very back far corner of this long ass valley, which just weaves its way. It's like you're just in a giant crevice. And eventually it weaves all the way back and you find this little tiny shop with a glowing sign.
Does the sign say open?
It does.
Okay, and a glass door?
And a glass door.
Okay, I will head into this little shop.
Okay. And there's these metal spindles jutting out of these walls. They're a cream color. You've never seen anything like this, but they're jutting out and they're keys down both of the walls with little prices.
Hmm.
2.50 is one of those prices.
Hmm.
There's also 1.75.
Okay. How strange, considering we only have one kind of money here that doesn't involve decimals.
Correct. You've never seen anything like this.
Is there any person in the shop?
There is. There is a figure behind the counter at the far back of the shop, because the shop is deceptively deep.
Mm-hmm.
And this figure has six arms, no eyes, and a mouth where the teeth are the little jaggedy portions, the teeth of keys.
Ah, that's spooky.
Yeah. And when he, quote-unquote, looks up and speaks, there's a distinct clicking sound as he's doing so.
Like the sound of a lock turning?
Kind of. More like the sound of a lot of little tiny keys bumping into each other.
Hmm.
You know, his teeth clicking against each other.
It's like the jangling of keys.
Yeah.
Cool. What does he say?
He asks what he can do for you.
Hi. I was told you could help me get the password for the labyrinth.
Oh, there are many passwords.
Oh, okay. Well, could you help me get the right one?
Depends which one you're looking for. All of them are technically right.
Ah, well, I'm looking for the one that will lead me out of Troika back to the real world.
All worlds are real.
Okay.
All of them will lead you out of Troika. But all of them will lead you to real worlds.
Okay. I guess the real world that I came from?
You didn't come from a real world.
Oh.
You came from a dream.
Okay, I guess I want to go to the world in which that dream was had.
Are you sure?
I don't know. What are my other options?
There are infinite options. Infinite options, infinite worlds, any of which is real. Any of which you could claim as your own. It's just a question of which one you want to go to.
I'm not that picky right now. I just want to get out of Troika.
This is fair. 1, 4, 3, 6.
That's the password?
It's a password. Is it the password that you want? I don't know. That is up to you to decide.
Is this the password I want to give to D'Souza?
Any of them could be a password that you want to give to D'Souza. Any of them will lead to a real world. Any of them will take you away from Troika. There are many, many passwords. go with many, many worlds.
Do you want to give me any other options?
I could. I don't know if you're prepared for the options. I don't know if you're prepared to have to make that decision.
No, I'll just take this one.
That one it is. That is going to cost... your deputy badge, please.
All right, I hand over the deputy badge. Slightly curious as to how he knows I have it, because it's not like I wear it. But and he seems to be a strange and mysterious man who knows a great many things.
He takes it, and he opens his mouth, and he slides it into the back of his mouth. And you hear a swallowing sound.
Yummy. Who doesn't get a hankering for a homemade deputy badge from time to time?
And he smiles at you and...
I don't say that. This is Bran just talking.
Okay. But he smiles at you after eating the badge and goes back to writing three different notes at the same time with all three of his right hands.
Okay. All right. Now it's time for the tricky part. Getting back out of Hart.
Okay.
So I leave his shop.
Okay. As you are leaving his shop, you are faced with a completely different situation. You are now facing a staircase that leads downward.
All right. Well, that's usually a good sign. So I'm going to take the stairs down.
Okay. So you...
you die.
I die.
Mm-hmm.
So you begin to head down the steps. And you find yourself at the base of this lake, the very shore edge of this lake. And on the shoreline, there's not grains of sand. There are teeny, tiny, and I do mean like 1 millimeter size. You don't know what a millimeter is, but 1 millimeter sized skulls.
Dude, I knew you were going to say skulls. I was like, he's going to say skulls. I don't know why I know he's going to say skulls, but he's going to say skulls.
Because it's hard. It's fucked up. Of course it's going to be skulls.
What
else would it be? Fucking puppies?
But I mean, it could have been like...
a beach of 1 millimeter puppies.
I mean, that's also horrifying, because it's all you can cross through without, like, you know, committing genocide against puppies. And who wants to do that?
Okay, change my mind. It's 1 millimeter puppies. That's even worse than skulls.
Yeah, because the skulls are already dead. So it's like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Well, not now. Now it's squish, squish, squish.
Yeah, there's some crunch, too.
Mostly
unless
squish.
They're boneless puppies.
1 millimeter boneless puppies! You pick them up and they just sort of flop out of your head like... And as they hit, it sounds like raindrops just splash, splash, splash. Just exploding like grapes.
So there's something wrong with you.
Many, many things.
Okay, Miss Piggy.
No, no, that's this voice.
Anyway, I'm going to walk along the shoreline, hearing the puppies yelp as I go.
And it's like a little tiny fucking siren as you go just...
The second time you've cried this episode.
Well, at least I'm crying for puppies.
Yeah.
Just not in the way people would want. Oh, Elle would hate me for life.
Yeah, it's a good thing she doesn't listen to this show.
Isn't that the truth? It's also a good thing she's not sitting in this room.
Yeah.
Oh, she would come over and hit me.
Yeah, and you deserve it.
Oh, fuck you. You came up with it.
No, you said puppies.
True.
Don't try to pass this off on me.
All right. You're walking across the shore and committing genocide against puppies.
Puppy Genocide is my band name.
Genocide We're not very Puppy's popular. Gonna People be my like band us. Name. Genocide Puppy's gonna be my band name. Yeah. Puppy Genocide, Genocide Puppy, people are gonna like mine better.
See, so that's just gonna sound like we were in a band together and then we split up and then we just kind of like switched the name around.
Okay, Brendan Urie. Anyway. So you hear bubbling coming out of the lake next to you, and this is the first time that you're noticing it's not water.
What is it?
Blood.
Oh, okay. Question. So near the shore, because, I mean, obviously some of the puppies are, like, under the water. Are they just constantly drowning, or are they already dead? As the tide comes in and out, actually, I don't know if tide comes in and out on lakes, but as the water recedes and stuff, are the puppies moving, or are they just laying there?
The puppies are, it's a constant wave rotation of puppies.
Okay.
Also, for the sake of fiction, I'm going to say that they all breathe water, too.
Oh, okay.
They're totally fine. All the puppies are okay, except the ones you're stepping on.
Do they breathe blood?
There's enough water in blood. Don't question it. Just run with it. The puppies are fine unless you're stepping on them.
Okay.
You were the only cause of their death.
So, I wonder if the blood in the...
There's bubbles coming out of the water, and something is trying to come up out of the water. Pay attention.
Okay, I'm walking along the shore.
Okay, this thing is walking towards you out of the water. You can't tell what it is.
Okay, I want to move away from the shoreline then.
Okay. And it's still coming.
Okay, I'm going to ready myself, grab my sword, or at least put my hand on my sword.
Okay, it's still coming.
Okay, I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Away from the blood water lake.
Fair enough. And you start to see something emerge, and it howls, "Return what you stole." And you still can't quite get a good look at it. But as it's getting closer and closer, that arrives. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Nell just sent me something. It's a photo. Oh, that's frightening.
Yep. Would you like an introduction?
Sure.
Hello to the Night Sangili.
Ah. Okay. And what I say to Sangili is I say,
That's the right reaction. And I feel so bad for the, like, 80-year-old woman that lives next door.
It wasn't that loud.
It wasn't, but I feel so bad for Narnia, nonetheless. What?
Nothing. I wasn't looking at anything. What are you freaking out about?
Because you made me nervous. You just screamed. Clearly you're scared of something. And surely it's not Sangili. He's such a nice guy. Anyway, so his weird, misshapen, fucked up hand, which I'm going to roll with the punches. I think the AI did a good job on that.
Yeah.
Would you like to describe the picture for the audience?
No, how about you do it?
No, I'm good.
But okay, well, it's...
I like when you have a little interaction with the audience.
Okay, so he doesn't have much of a head. There's mostly just antlers there.
Think of it as a helmet.
Okay. In that case, his helmet and head is much smaller than the rest of his body. It's disproportionate. Mm-hmm. He's got a cloak around his shoulders. His arms are very long. His hands are crooked and misshapen. And if you ever played Dragon Age Inquisition, he kind of reminds me of the bad guy from that Corypheus or something like that. Kind of reminds me of that guy. But yeah, like, his skin... There's, like, it's hard to tell what's skin and what's armor. He looks pretty fucked up. I'll share this on the Twitter when this episode comes out, if I remember.
I think, by the way, I think pretty fucked up and not sure where the flesh and armor begin and end is a good description for Sangili.
Mm.
And it's all just kind of meat and blood colored, and there's just this glowing light coming out of the middle of his helmet. And there's a howling noise kind of joining the light saying, "Return what you stole."
What did I steal?
And he grasps for his sword with his right hand instead of his left. And he rips off just the scabbard. There is no sword in the scabbard.
I didn't steal any sword from you. I got this at a store.
And he's marching towards you and wielding the scabbard like a sword now.
Wait, Sangili, can't we just, like, talk?
Return what you stole.
I didn't steal it, we've been over this.
And he's just marching towards you. You've stumbled far enough away where it's gonna take a second, you can still talk to him.
But... Okay, how big is he? Still normal human sized, or is he looks giant.
How tall would you say Bronwyn is?
I think we established that she's like my height, like 5'6", maybe a little bit taller.
Okay. He's got to be at least 6.5, better part of almost 7 feet tall. He's a big fella.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to prep stats for the dude real fast. I need a loading screen.
Okay. Tip, situations and locations have aspects too.
Do some banters.
Fuck, what's the name of the preacher? The bishop.
It changes every time.
What was the name of the one who said he was friends with Sangili?
Sharon O'Connor.
Okay, I shout to him, what would Sharon O'Connor say if he saw you doing this?
And he just continues to march, and he's getting pretty close to you at this point.
Okay, I'm going to keep backpedaling away.
Okay. Oh, when I said banter, I meant to the audience, not to me. But okay, that works too.
And I say, this isn't very knight-like of you.
Sangili pauses for the briefest second and says, that time is gone now.
It doesn't have to be.
And he pauses for another second.
A lot of people relied on you. They appreciated you. They respected you. What would they say now?
I failed them.
Only by leaving. They miss you. They need you.
I'm trying to think how far away you would be now. You said you were still backpedaling.
Yeah, just basically, as I'm talking, I have not stopped moving away from him.
Honestly, a good call.
And I say, Troika's in chaos. They need a hero like you.
1 second. Just have to write down one word.
It's a long word.
It is. The word was self-forgiveness.
Ah.
Yeah. If you want, I can spoil what he's good at and what he's bad at. I can't spoil his aspects, but I can tell you what he's good at and bad at. He's good +2 at fighting and bad -2 at self-forgiveness.
Ah.
Yeah. So, he fucking hates himself. And he lunges at you and takes a swing with his massive sword.
Except he doesn't have one. He has a scabbard.
I'm sorry, you're right. He swings at you with his massive scabbard.
All right, and I'm going to defend with what's apparently his sword.
Yep. Remember the +2 because, you'll see.
Okay, and so this is arms, I assume, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's 2, 4, 5. Since it's apparently with the +2, that's a 7.
Okay. So there is some good news and some bad news.
Oh, great.
The good news is that you still managed to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
But the bad news is you discover that the +2 is not going to apply in this situation.
Oh, okay. So I guess only a 5.
Yes. And then minus his +3, so you got a 2 on your defense.
Yay.
Yeah, so you still managed to protect yourself from him. But, your ghost sword is not going to fucking help you much here. So there is that. It's your turn. He just started combat. He took a swing at you. You can still try and use compel, which is at a +0. But, just be aware that he has bad at self-forgiveness. So I'll go ahead and tell you in advance what I'm going to be doing is every time that you try and use compel, if that's what you choose to do,
mm-hmm.
I'll be countering with a defense of mend to see if he can sort of mend himself. But that's going to be at a -2 because bad self-forgiveness.
Yeah. I want to use compel again.
Again?
Compel. And I say, I don't want to fight you, Sangili. Ooh, not good. -1.
He got a -4 total. He ain't buying it. He is not buying it.
Does he take another action, or?
He is going to take another swing at you.
All right, and I'm
going
to defend again. All right. Oh, that's very ungood. Ungood, -2.
Oof. Ouch.
Yeah.
All righty. Let me go ahead and give it a rollsy here. What did you say it was? -2. For your...
Defend.
Oh, shit. Because he got a +2. So that is a difference of
4.
4. You can break that up across stress or in a consequence. I'll let you decide how you want to do that.
I'll take stress.
Okay. On 1 and 3? Or yeah. Okay. Go ahead and check those. And it is your turn again. Actually, I'll go ahead and modify what I was saying because I realized my logic was bad last time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to necessarily roll for his bad at self-forgiveness. I'm just going to deduct it from yours. I think that makes more sense.
Okay.
So if you actually manage to get a decent roll, then yay.
All right. I shout to him, "Why do you think you failed?"
"I died down here."
"And you can't return? What's stopping you?"
"I am one with the heart now!"
And he is gearing up to take another swing. Were you actually trying to do a compel there?
Yes. So I will roll for it. Eh. 0. To 0 across the board.
Wait, hold up. Were you removing the minus of the pink die?
Hmm? Were you... No, I was including that.
You included the minus of the pink die.
Yeah?
Don't be doing that.
What do you mean?
So, you only, when you're playing Fate, you only actually count 4 dice. The only reason I'm including the pink die for any of this is because of your changing stunt. So only count the pluses as a bonus 1.
Okay, but so
anything other than a plus on that pink die, you ignore that shit.
Oh, okay. I don't remember you telling me that.
I thought that I had made it pretty clear, but I guess we...
Yeah.
I guess I had failed that.
Oh, well. So I really only got 3 last time.
Okay.
It was a minus 3 rather than a minus 4.
Okay.
And then this time it's just, a plus 1? What did I say? It was a 0 across the board?
Yes.
So it was plus 1 then.
And was that including his minus 2?
No. So it was a minus 1.
Okay.
So should I erase the 1 shift since it was actually only a minus 3 before?
Eh, why the fuck not?
Yay.
All right. So he is going to take another swing at you.
Okay. As he gears up to swing, I plunge his sword into the ground in front of me and I say, "Fine, take your sword."
You already tried to do a compel this
turn. Meh.
Yeah, you got to wait until next turn. Sorry.
Rude.
Now, the good news is, it looks like he got a minus 1 on that, so you're going to have a pretty easy run of this unless you really fuck it up.
Oh, shit. Let's see. Those cancel each other out. That's 4. And it's arms, so 5.
Nice. So yeah, you do a very good job of defending. You have no problem with that. You manage to, even though the ghost sword doesn't seem to do much of shit, you do manage to kind of bat the scabbard away mm-hmm. and keep it clear so it doesn't actually hit you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you manage to defend yourself. You have earned yourself another turn not being dead.
All right, yeah. So I plunge the sword into the ground between us, and I say, "Fine, take your sword back."
All right, and another compel.
Minus 1.
Okay. Well, the good news is you don't need to remove the minus 2 this time. Yay. Because you're not trying to convince him to forgive himself. You're just giving him back the sword. And he hesitates. And he grabs the hilt of the sword, pulls it from the earth, slides into the scabbard, and begins to march back into the lake.
All right. I let him go.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate end to that.
Yeah. I don't have the compel skills, I think, to reason with him.
Honestly, it would have been really difficult and tight. I can go ahead and tell you the target, since you gave him back the ghost sword, and that situation is kind of concluded. You would have needed a plus 3.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, so you would have needed plus 4s across the board, as well as for the pink die to roll a plus as well.
Okay, yeah, so that's quite tricky.
Yeah, it would have taken a lot, and you really would have needed to work it for a little bit.
Yeah, work it. Worth it? Let me work it. Put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
You want it?
Yeah.
Love you, Missy Elliott. We totally believe you're listening. That's a thing, right?
She's famously a fan of the show.
Totally. Yeah. Little do you know, there is actually a third patron on the Patreon that I closed.
The invisible one, who is Missy Elliott.
Yeah. Yeah. She gives us $45,000 a year just to do this.
Be pretty dope.
It would be fucking awesome. Anyway. All right. So, you are still standing on the Puppy Lake, full of blood, and you have lost your ghost sword. You still have 49 silv, a seed, 25.5 chunks of Kruer, and an unburning green torch.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to keep heading away from the lake.
Okay. So are you walking the shoreline, or are you walking away from it,
Just wherever feels right.
Okay, so you kind of meander around the shoreline, and eventually you reach steps that are leading further downward.
Okay, I'm going to take those.
Okay. And as you are heading downward into, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the heart I've kind of divided into tiers.
Mm-hmm.
That was a tier 4 location you were just at. You are descending to tier 5.
Wait, aren't I going up but down? Or no?
It only applied to that one location. You've been fucking up and just continuously going downwards since then.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Maybe I'll reach the heart and get to plant the seed.
Yeah.
But without a sword.
Yeah. Good luck. So you continue heading further down, and you find yourself in this... It's weird because it feels like some kind of waiting room is the best way to describe it. There are these little, like, there are stones lining the walls that feel like they are places for people to sit. And there's darkness, like, impenetrable wall of darkness at the other end of the room.
All right. I'm going to sit down on one of the stones and I'm going to wait for a moment.
Okay.
And see if maybe the darkness lifts or anything happens.
Okay.
I'm sure I could use a rest anyway.
Fair enough. And after a very long minute, you hear a very slow, and I'm going to do the best I can here when I just have, you know, basic hands to try and make this noise. And there are little flashes of this, like, burnt umber light coming from within the darkness.
Okay.
And another few minutes pass. Flashes of light.
And I call out, hello?
No one responds.
Alright, well, I'm going to pull out my green torch. Does that seem to affect that darkness any?
Not really, no. In fact, as you dip the torch back, like, into the darkness... The torch just straight up goes out. You pull it back real fast and it lights right the fuck back up again. But when you insert it back into the darkness, it goes right back out.
Okay. Alright.
That really hurts.
What if I put my hand into the darkness? My left hand.
It's very cold and it's weird because it feels like you're dipping your hand into water, but it comes away dry.
Hmm.
Oh, that hurts less. Cool.
Do I see anything in the flashes of light?
There is another, like, very mild flight of steps, but it's very, very short. It's like maybe 10 steps tops.
Okay. I want to move forward a little bit while there's light.
Okay. And you step into the darkness, and it feels very, very strange, very, very cold and clammy. It's not totally dark in here, but it is very, very dim.
Okay. Well, I want to keep moving forward every time the light flashes.
Okay.
Even if it's only a step each time.
Okay. And as you are very, very slowly making your way down these steps, you see ahead of you this, what initially looks like a wall, and then you realize that it's flesh... And that it's a wound, and that it's not really, there's not, like, a sealed edge. It's just the fucking tunnel ends at this wound in this flesh. And you peek. And it's a figure. There's a person, a massive, giant goddamn person laying here on some kind of giant obelisk. You see stars surrounding them. And the wound flashes vibrant, burnt umber. And you hear from within.
Like a heartbeat? Gotcha.
And we're going to end it there.
Okay.
So this has been Midtown Mythos Presents Heart of Troika. Emphasis on the heart this time. I have been MXM Null. You can find me on Twitter, but don't expect me to ever respond to anything.
Yeah, and I'm on Twitter at Brannigan Star with two R's. And then there's also the show Twitter at Midtown Mythos, where we'll all share that Sangeely AI dealio that Null created.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that. Yeah. I was very pleasantly surprised. I was like, Blood Knight in a meat tunnel, I think, is what I plugged in, and it spat that thing out.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Blood Knight, Corrupted Knight. That's what it was. Corrupted Knight in a meat tunnel. That's what it was.
I dig it.
Yeah. So there is also a Facebook. There is the shop that I mentioned before, where I just started to vomit out shirt designs. You can also get them as pillows or notebooks or even COVID masks if you're so tickled.
Yeah, where would somebody get access to that?
Yeah, I'll throw it on Twitter, and then you can steal it and put it on the show Twitter and your Twitter and tattoo it on me.
Okay, that we're probably not going to do.
I appreciate it.
Seems excessive.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like I said, three designs. Apparently soon to be a fourth design about boobs. So there is that. Special shout-out thanks to Nine Inch Nails for the fact that they threw the Ghost album into the Creative Commons. Mm-hmm. And because we're using it, if you want to grab the entire podcast episode that you've been listening to and make that into a remix song, you can technically do that. Just make sure to credit us as well as Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, just make sure you put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Okay, Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If Missy Elliott were to remix this entire episode, that would be dope.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah. It also would not sell at all.
No, but she would. People would be like, wow, you are so early 2000s, Missy.
Time also, she
retired.
Thinking about it, she wouldn't be able to release it for sale anyway. Creative Commons, it would need to be Creative Commons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would not sell well because she can't sell it.
Yeah.
Is there anything I'm missing? There's a Discord that you torture people on sometimes.
Yeah, I tortured Tom and Nathan on there running a campaign. It's pretty exciting.
Yep.
There's some secrets right now, so I'm not gonna tell you about what's happening. Nathan, well, I'll tell you a little bit. Nathan's character Ike is trying to...
A 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, he's a 10-year-old boy. He's trying to find out what happened to his missing brothers. And, he followed a strange golden man through a portal.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can also mention, that I'm secretly somewhere in there, not telling you where, running playtests on a version 2 for Midtown Mythos.
Yeah.
And Bran has tried it.
I have. It was fun. I played an inventor.
Yeah.
Who I don't think has actually invented anything yet.
Oh no, you did. Did I? Two things.
Oh, I did. That's right. Yeah, I invented a door unlocker.
So in other words, a key.
Yes, as some people call them. In some tongues, in some cultures. What was the other thing I invented?
Thug stunner.
Oh yes, the thug stunner. Yeah, the thug zapper.
That's what
instead
you call
of the
it.
Bug zapper, the thug zapper.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it was a fun. We'll have to play it again sometime if we ever have time.
Yeah. So look forward to that being how I run season 5.
Yes.
It's going to be spicy.
It's going to be very spicy.
Spicy.
It's going to be Carolina Reaper.
Yeah. Or the Scorpion Pepper, whatever it's called.
I think a Scorpion Pepper is what it's called.
No, it's got a fancier name than that, but not by much. It's like the...
Scorpius Pepperus.
Like the fucking, like, patchouli scorpion or some silly shit like
probably
that?
Probably not patchouli, because that's some hippie shit. Anyway, bye,
Carolina
everybody.
Carolina Reaper is fucking silly, too. Bye! So your Colin is Canadian.
He's not, though.
He's a secret Canuck.
Unlike you.
Fridge Colin.
Secret You're a Canuck. Wannabe.
Fuck you. Anyway, no. You're on fucking thin ice, young lady.
How dare you acknowledge that I'm not Canadian? Gross.
Yeah. Exaggerated, of course, for the microphone. Mm. Audiences, just eat it up.
Yeah, because I'm definitely not going to cut that.
No, you won't. Because you love me. Mm. No, you don't. What's the opposite of love? That despise, hate, would hate, rather murder? Hate,
yeah.
Yeah. So there are the torches on either side.
Actually, according to the Lumineers, the opposite of love is indifference. But anyway.
I am sweating over here now.
It's because you're Italian. Okay. Any wow. Kermit.